In Northwest news from KPLU, a new bill being considered by the Seattle City Council aims to prevent evictions from happening to low-income renters. City officials say there's an increase in cases involving tenants being pushed out with significant rent hikes before a big remodeling project so landlords can avoid paying relocation expenses. More from KPLU's Jennifer Wing.
This is a scenario that's playing out more often in Seattle's tight and competitive housing market. Landlords issue a staggering rent hike. Tenants move out, and not too long after that, the building undergoes a big remodel. This is how landlords avoid the responsibility of paying about $1,500 to low-income tenants to help them find a new home. When landlords do this, tenants also lose the opportunity to collect a similar amount of money from the city for a total of more than $3,000. City Councilman Mike O'Brien says the bill he's drafted with Councilmember Nick Licata would help close this loophole.
If a tenant moves out because the rent was raised so much that they can't stay in, and the tenant feels that the landlord did that because they're about to do a remodel or an upgrade, they can essentially file a complaint with the city. We go back to the landlord and say, you have the right to raise the rent, but you can't raise the rent to avoid paying relocation assistance.
The proposed legislation would make it possible for the city to deny building permits and level fines. The bill will have its first hearing on Tuesday, August 4th. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.